Lac La Biche. A handful of indigenous-themed events in Lac La Biche this month are aiming to create authentic educational learning opportunities for visitors. Through a partnership between the Lac La Biche Canadian Native Friendship Centre and Indigenous Tourism Alberta, the second of three planned events saw over a dozen participants learn about trapping, resourcefulness and outdoor life practiced by traditional Métis people in the region. It was an overview of the daily life of the Métis people. Yes, we were participating in trapping activities, but the event is also about understanding the balance that every animal plays on the land, said John Ritchie, Métis host and Indigenous Tourism Project Development Officer at the Friendship Centre. The two-hour-long session hosted at Sir Winston Churchill Park Community Hall on August 13, demonstrated to attendees how Indigenous people analyze their surroundings and make use of all materials around them, he said. Whether you're around sticks or plants, the group learned how to utilize the materials. People's eyes were opened. They never looked at cattails as cordage, they never looked at a stick as a means of shelter or the ability to construct a shelter with simple knowledge and the things around you, explained Ritchie, who also operates Hideaway Adventure Grounds out of Kikino Métis Settlement where he teaches similar activities. Hands-on approach alongside the real-world demonstrations, guests learned about alternative and herbal medicines and teas that Métis people use. We have cedar and it's used to help dispel negative energy, and we also have Labrador tea which has a calming effect that's perfect for the evening, he explained. From Mosham, Grandpa in Cree, I learned about the rat root. Rat root is a powerful medicine that can be used for oral pain and sore throats. Rat root is an ingredient that Ritchie says is often mixed with chaga, a fungus that grows on birch trees, to heal sick people. A wide display of not only the plants but also Métis clothing and hides allowed visitors to see the materials in the room firsthand, adding to the learning experience. It's always nice to have tangible items. When I use photos, anybody can look for it in a book or online to see what it looks like. But when we actually touch, taste, feel and smell these medicines, it really brings us closer to them. Local learning and partnerships. The Hideaway Adventure Ground site, about 40 kilometers south of the hamlet of Lac La Biche, is where the Trapping Tales program first started. The grounds have been providing rustic camping experiences and have been indulging travelers since 2018. Bringing the session locally and creating a partnership with the provincial agencies to share authentic Indigenous teachings from knowledge holders is vital, said Ritchie. This is what we do at Hideaway Adventure Grounds on a regular basis. Through our partnership with the Friendship Center, we're seeking out knowledge holders and people who want to share skills with interested individuals, sharing Indigenous history from the Indigenous perspective. Final course wrapping up the teaching this month will be the Home Fire Experience on August 27, which will be led by Randy Lynn Nanimahu Candline and will cover the detailed history of teepees with a hands-on activity. The Home Fire Experience will talk about the meaning and importance of the teepee within the Indigenous culture, Ritchie says. He notes that within the 15 teepee poles there are 15 teachings that correspond to each pole. Nanimahu Candline ran the first teaching event on August 7, showcasing an Indigenous powwow staple, the jingle dress dance, alongside lessons and storytelling.